Okay, so here we are on the last full moon of the cycle. And that full moon, of course, as you all know, is a time of completion, but it's also a time of transformation in our lives because we're letting go of all the other things. Because on the 9th or on the 8th of March in the p.m., about 6 p.m., we go into the new moon. So we have between now and March to let go of anything that we need to let go of. And it's also a very good time to think about if there's anything new that you want to bring into your life, because we're opening up all these pathways at the moment. And as you know, the awakened consciousness gateway this year is clarity. So, and that is about looking at all axes, about being transparent with ourselves, is being transforming with ourselves, is looking at our shadow side. And of course, everything is transforming in our lives right now, because everything is coming to a completion with this full moon. And as it wanes away, we're letting go of the last remnants of everything we need to let go of for this cycle. Because, as I say, on the 8th of March, we start a whole new year. And Aries brings it in. And amazingly enough, on March the 9th, which is, a couple of hours after, about 6 hours after the new moon starts, we have a full total solar eclipse on March the 9th. So that will be an exciting day for everybody, because that brings with it like a tremendous amount of transformation and change and everything else in our lives, rejuvenation, all sorts of different things that it brings to us. And it's just an amazing time. And of course, at the moment as well, we're working on all our psychic abilities and everything else, because Pisces is all about our psychic abilities and all of that. So it brings us into that. And as we release, we come to a new place of understanding about ourselves, because with the completion comes rejuvenation and new birth. And so that's what we will be going into on March the 8th. And then we have, I think, 8 and 14, 22. So then we have about the 22nd, we have Easter. We have the full moon. And Easter comes right after the full moon, because Easter is determined by the full moon of Aries. So it always happens on the first Sunday after the full moon of Aries. So we have, I think it's the 26th of March, or 25th, something like that, is
27.
Easter. 27th, okay, that's Easter. And so we have the spring equinox and the full moon almost coming together as well. So it's going to be an extremely powerful time around the 21st, 22nd of March as well. So we have a lot of very exciting times coming up. And then we have everything to do with the resurrection happening to us. And of course, we're resurrecting ourselves every day, because every day when we wake up, we're resurrected. We're resurrected to a new vibration, to a new understanding. We have everything, because everything that we have learned the day before, we have now in our consciousness. So we keep moving forward every time, because every experience we have, everybody we meet, each and every day takes us to a new place of awareness and understanding, because they're constantly mirroring or bringing us a bit of wisdom or opening our eyes to something, a whole new awareness or understanding. So our day is always filled. Every day brings us a whole new dimension, and so lifts our lives to a greater understanding and a greater beauty. So we bring ourselves to all this wonderful beauty every week or every day. And so, but especially at the time of the full moon, it's a time of when we want to let go of anything we want to let go of that no longer serves us in our lives. The full moon is a great time. If you want to, you can do a burning bowl for yourself, and you can write down what it is that you want to release from your life and just burn it. Just get a stainless steel bowl and a candle and maybe some incense. Write it out and just burn it. Let it go and feel it being released from your life. Full moon is a great time to do that. And so as we continue along this great path of the threefold golden flame, we have that golden flame that burns within each of us, that has been anchored within each of us, that we have anchored in our homes or wherever we are. And so we anchor this, and it is always with us. That flame is always burning within us. It's always burning within our home. And we feel this energy and this vibration as we pull it down into ourselves. And then, as we know, we have the great five colors that assist the golden flame. And these colors come out of your hand. If you take, like if you take your hands and you start with your little finger, blue, that's blue, and then you have green, and then you have blue, blue, green, gold. Gold is the finger of God, which is your middle finger. And then blue, green, gold, violet. Violet is your ring finger, and then indigo is your thumbs. These are the energies, the colors that flow out of your fingers each day, out of your hands, as you touch and let yourself out into the world. These colors emanate out from you. And so that's why the gold is your center finger. And so that's the one that you anoint yourself with everything. It's the finger of God. It's the finger of the power, of the balance within yourself, because you have two fingers at each side of it. And so this is for us a very special place and time and everything. And so these colors, as we bring these colors, we can bring in these colors, the blue to help the golden flame, and the gold, and the green, the emerald green, and we have the crystals that help us bring it in. And we bring in the beam of light from the blue crystal, and it helps anchor more deeply the golden flame within our home, within ourselves. And then we bring in the emerald green, bring it in from the emerald green, and that beams into us from the beautiful crystal of the emerald green. And it gives power and energy to the golden flame. And then we have the violet. And then we have a violet crystal. And that brings us a violet flame that comes in and joins the golden flame to give it the energy of the spiritual energy. And then we have the indigo, which is the all-knowing, the wisdom. And from the wisdom crystal comes a beam of light and joins a golden flame. And now we have all of these flames. We have these five flames come together in unity. And the golden flame is burning within each of us, opening our hearts to the pure love and to the emerald pathway, to the pathway of the heart. And it's opening us up, and as we open ourselves up to the pathway of the heart, we take ourselves to Tara in Ireland. And here comes the golden flame of love wisdom. And it's right there by the stone of destiny. And up it comes. And we have this huge golden flame emanating out of this sacred land, out of this sacred place, the home of the Druids and the High Kings, of the ancient Atlanteans, in this sacred place. And this golden flame is emanating all the energy of the Atlanteans and all of the great teachers and avatars. And this golden flame is awakening all of Ireland. And it is letting everything in Ireland is being immersed in this new energy. And everything that no longer serves the people is fading away. Everything is fading away as the new dispensation comes in. And we feel this new energy within ourselves because we are the new dispensation. We are the co-creator of the new dispensation. And we feel this energy flowing within us, the second coming, the Christ consciousness, the feminine principle, by all its different names. And this awakens us to new understandings as the avatars and beings and saints and masters that work with us take us to a higher place of understanding, a greater place of wisdom and understanding. And now we travel along the ley line from Tara and we go to the Great Pyramid at Giza. And out through the Pyramid at Giza comes an amazing golden light, and out of this golden flame that comes out through the Pyramid at Giza, it sends the energy all over Egypt. And the ancient wisdom of Egypt is being awakened, and it is awakening to the new power, to the new energy of Egypt. Awakening to the beauty of what is happening in Egypt at the moment. Everything is awakening. Everything is awakening. And we have a beautiful tour going there in April, which will do further work in awakening all of the energies of Egypt. And as this golden flame emanates all over Egypt, awakening it to the amazing powers and the love wisdom of the Egyptian people, it travels back along the ley line and connects to the golden flame at Tara and weaves itself around it. And now we're doing the weaving of the golden flame. And the two of them are weaving together. And now we go to Lake Titicaca in Peru, along the ley line again that connects Tara and the Great Pyramid at Giza. And from Tara, we travel along the ley line to Lake Titicaca. And there comes this beautiful golden flame out of the Lake Titicaca. This crystalline energy that the golden flame brings with it, awakening us to the consciousness of the crystalline energy. And it is awakening all of the people of South America, especially Brazil, Peru, and so as it awakens, it comes back along the ley line and joins up with the golden flame at Tara. Now we have it weaves itself around. So now we have the threefold golden flame weaving together, weaving this new consciousness, weaving the new dawn, the great awakening, as we climb the ladder, the Jacob's ladder. And we take this energy, as each of us are amazing beings. We are gods. And together we come together in oneness, and we take this flame and we take it to the Oval Office, and we put it in the Oval Office. And the energy of this golden flame is now in the golden, in the Oval Office. And we are here energizing this flame as it emanates out all over Washington. Washington, D.C., bringing forth to new energies all that no longer serves the people of America. All of the new dispensations, letting go of everything, all of the institutions, everything that no longer serves the people. Feel it. Feel it dissolving. Feel the new dawn being birthed. Feel it. And now that we have anchored this golden flame in the Oval Office, we leave it there and we take the rest of the flame and we go to Mount Shasta, the root chakra of the world. And we go up to Upper Pantra Meadow to the beautiful well. And here, by the well, we anchor the flame. And we allow the beautiful energy of the flame to emanate out along the root chakra, all over. And the root chakra of the world, the ley lines that run through that, take this energy of the golden flame with it, and we anchor it there, bringing this new energy. And we feel this energy. We feel the change taking place in the world. And we give thanks. We are in gratitude for the new change. And now we come back to the golden flame in our own hearts. And we move this flame. We feel it. And it is growing within each of us. And we move it up to the high heart. And as we move this flame and feel its energy in our high heart, we feel it awakening us to thinking in the heart, to expressing all the love and the beauty, and everything that does not sit right in our heart does not work for us. And as we feel the energy of our heart, we feel the beauty of everything that is flowing within us. We feel the heart as we open to the pathway of the heart, to the beauty of it, and the golden flame is the pathway of the heart. And the golden flame now moves on up to our throat chakra, awakening our throat chakra so that we can speak our truth, so that we have no hesitation in claiming who we are. We give voice to the beauty of who we are. We give voice to the world. We express love. And through the sound of our voice, we send healing energies out into the world. And these healing energies are supported by the golden flame. Out into the world with every sound and every word that we make, whether we're toning or whether we're singing, we have the energy of the golden flame that comes with it. And as we speak, we carry with it. Just listen to the sound of your voice and feel the beauty of it. and the flame continues on up to our third eye, and to the awakening of the third eye. The area of the Great Mother. Awakening us to the gifts of the Mother, the gifts of Spirit. To our clairvoyance, to our clairaudience, to our psychic abilities, to all of these, our healing. It opens us up where we can see and feel and know. The flame opens our third eye, giving us an immense amount of energy. A new understanding of who we are and the beauty of who we are. And we feel this change, and we can see that we can see a lot more than we thought we could. We can feel this. We can feel the knowing. As we talk to our guides and the masters and the avatars, everybody who work with us, we feel the energy and we feel the wisdom that comes back to us and the understanding and the love. And the flame continues on up to our crown chakra, opening us up to the cosmos. And as we open ourselves up to the cosmos, we open ourselves up to the beauty of who we are, to our divinity, to our oneness. We feel the oneness, knowing that we all come from the same sack of flour. We feel the beauty of who we are. We feel it in the oneness. We feel this cosmic oneness. And we feel it, the power of it. And we continue on up to our soul star, which is about 8 inches above our crown chakra. And there we connect with the soul star. And the soul star takes us out into the world to places we have only dreamed of. It takes us with the golden flame all over the universe, anywhere we want to go, to any of the planets. But tonight it is going to take us to the sun behind the sun, as a golden arrow shoots from the golden flame right up to the sun behind the sun and carries with it this beautiful golden cord. And we follow the golden cord, the thread of the golden cord. And we lift ourselves higher and higher up into the world, connecting with the sun behind the sun, connecting with our God self. Connecting with infinite spirit. And we feel this connection. And we keep climbing and climbing. And lifting ourselves to higher and higher vibrations. Lifting us up to the beauty of who we are. And we come together in oneness. At the sun behind the sun. In oneness with infinite spirit. And we rest in this energy. We feel it. We get rejuvenated. We let go. We are transformed. We are blessed. We are grateful. And we continue to feel and express these energies and allow all of the gifts that are here for us to happen. And we do this in silence. And then when each person is done, I can just let go and come back safely into the room where they are. And for this gift we give thanks. So it is.
Thank you.
No problem. My pleasure.
Thank you, Finbar.
Good night. Thank you.
Beautiful,
thank you, Finbar.
Beautiful, Finbar.
Thank you.
Namaste. Thank you.